You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and really happy to have with me once again Patrick Highsmith, the chairman of Firefox Gold. It's a company that I've been covering in my newsletter, one that I own personally, and so I'm really pleased to have him with us again. It trades in Toronto under the symbol FFOX and in the U.S. under FFOXF, just add an F to the end of the symbol. About 101 million shares outstanding, if I've got that correct, at 20 cents thereabouts in U.S. money today, giving it a very small market cap of only around $20 million, which I think is very exciting once you look at the prospects this company has. Patrick, thanks so much for joining me again.
Good afternoon, Jay. Thanks so much for having us. Good to be here.
It's good to have you with us. I don't know, maybe you want to just give our listeners just an overview of what the company is all about. You're in Finland, and there's not too many junior companies out there, and you're exploring a greenstone belt that has been underexplored compared to most of the others in the world. Those are some of the things I know, but go ahead and just say whatever you want to say about the company before we get into some more details.
Sure, Jay. You hit the highlights there for me. Thanks very much. But as you know, Firefox Gold is about exposing investors to emerging discovery in, frankly, one of the hottest gold belts in the world in northern Finland. And we're doing real exploration, Jay, and as you say, we're at a pre-discovery valuation, yet we believe we have discoveries emerging right now. And so great opportunity, and that low valuation is what you get when you're doing early-stage exploration until you prove the big discoveries are there, and then things change, or that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, and you seem to have some indications you may be onto something. I think it was back in April sometime when you put out a phenomenal assay of 93.88 grams of gold per ton over 1.35 meters, which is pretty spectacular, actually. And you came out with some more news today, not quite as spectacular, but, you know, for investors that are really serious about this business, you got to look at the big picture. And so talk to us about the news that you put out today and how that fits in with this high grade intercept that you reported back in April.
Absolutely. Today's release, frankly, Jay, is fun stuff because it's about geological thinking and execution and success. And we're going to start with the small picture here. We're going to talk about the Mustajärvi project. As you commented, we drilled some visible gold that we announced. We announced the visible gold in April, Jay, and then the assays we announced in mid-June, finally. And what's happened at Mustajärvi, and in today's news release, the audience can see the figures that explain it a little bit, is while we were waiting for those assays, of course, we continued to drill. We knew we'd hit the high grade. We could see the visible gold in it. But the geologists are tracking a fault or a shear zone that passes through this Mustajärvi project. And using geophysics and some 3D modeling, we had seen another area where that fault sort of had a little bend in it, maybe a cross structure, Jay. And as you know, those are the pathways for these fluids sometimes that carry the gold. And so even though it's blind, this property's covered with glacial sediments. We don't see the rock. We used these tools, and we went out about 650 meters from that high grade and drilled two more holes, which we've reported today. And we hit gold, Jay. And, at first pass, you know, 3 meters of 1.3 grams or a meter of 3.8 grams per ton doesn't sound like much. But gold doesn't grow on trees. And when you step out 650 meters and drill a blind target based on science and modeling, and you hit gold and you hit the same kind of veins that hosted the high grade, Jay. We know that with persistence, just last year, we persisted at the northeast target, and that led to the 150 gram meter hole you referred to. And we believe some persistence here at the new east target, another 600 meters out from the high grade, will again result in more significant intercepts to come. So we're quite excited. What it shows us now, Jay, is that this structure for over 2.1 kilometers has yielded swarms of veins with mm-hmm. good grade in each of those pods. And we believe mm-hmm. there's a lot more to come. And, of course, we're planning on stepping out starting October 1 around that high grade that we were both speaking of just now. So a lot more drilling to come starting October 1 for another fully funded drill program through the fall and winter.
All right, fully funded, so you don't have to go out and raise money at 20 cents a share. That's good news, and expecting some good returns from the drill results. And how backed up are your labs? Is there a turnaround time? What is it like for you?
You know, it's comparable, Jay, to what we see in North America. Maybe it's a little quicker, mm-hmm. but we are almost done. There are four holes left in this drill program. Mm-hmm. They will include hole 10, which we know hit the vein system that uh-huh. hosted that visible gold, Jay. We've already reported that. We drilled underneath hole 1, and we did hit the vein system. Those assays are probably due in the next couple of weeks, so that's great news coming maybe around the end of August or earliest September at the latest. And then that'll be all the outstanding assays just in time to sort of clear the news flow up before we start drilling again in October.
Yeah, I just would like to tell my listeners that you know, those that are interested in sort of visualizing what you're talking about, if you go to firefoxgold.com, your news release has some very nice illustrations there that can help people start to get a sense of the scale of what you're talking about, 2.1 kilometers. And so you mentioned October, you'll be drilling, I guess, in and around the Musiarvi project. How will you be following up with what you've been? Yeah.
Yeah, stepping back from the small picture to the big picture, yes, we'll be stepping out around that known high grade. And as Quentin Henney told us, as one of our technical advisors, as Rich Goldfarb has told us, when you're drilling very high grade gold like that, you're not going to step out very far, right? Because it's not necessarily reproducible over great distances. So we'll do several close step outs to really nail down that high grade and maybe drill deeper a bit. So we're really going to focus there. We'll also be drilling in this brand new eastern target. But, Jay, we have two other drill-ready projects and the imminent granting of permits on a property we've all been watching called the Sarvi project. That mm-hmm. permit will be granted before the drilling starts. So we expect to actually be drilling on this conveyor belt of properties that we have. I wouldn't be surprised if we drill not only Musiarvi, but also Sarvi and maybe on one of our other projects as well in the fall and winter program. So we're going to keep that conveyor belt going because we know no one knows where the next discovery is going to come in Lapland, and we intend to be the one who's continuously drilling and delivering results. And to do that, you just got to drill. So we'll be drilling at least three projects in this program sort of between October and January.
Mm-hmm. And you're well-funded, remind our listeners, you have a couple of big boys that are there, at least, I mean, it's a fairly new discovery. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the recent activities there. I think Agnico Eagle is the leading company there now, probably, and they're doing quite well, I think.
Absolutely, Jay. The belt is controlled, really, by four junior companies and two majors in terms of who holds the tenements. And Firefox is one of the biggest tenement holders at about 800 square kilometers in this tiny little company. Maybe that's a quarter of the prospective ground in the belt. Agnico Eagle, of course, is the most well-known major because they operate the Kittila mine, sort of 30 kilometers from where we're talking about at the moment. So they operate one big mine. B2 Gold holds a number of licenses in the area, including right across the highway from us at Musiarvi. So I'm sure, mm-hmm. I'm hoping they're watching this gold we're drilling at Musiarvi at B2. And then, of course, Kinross is invested in companies in the belt and has been actively exploring in the belt for a few years. But that's really it. So here you have mm-hmm. a case where a whole greenstone belt, Jay, is held by five or six companies, and as mm-hmm. you know, in Eastern Canada or West Africa or Australia, that might be a dozen or more companies or two dozen companies over such a land position. So mm-hmm. so it is a little bit different, and when folks start looking up the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt and they see the big tenement holders there, they'll certainly see Firefox kind of hanging out with the big boys, and certainly with Rupert Resources' new discovery at Ikkari, we're happy to have adjacent permits at the Sarvi project, which we expect to be granted in the next couple of weeks. And really, it's just kind of intertwined Firefox and Rupert and Orion and, you know, the majors that I mentioned. So a kind of a small cadre of companies exploring in Lapland, but finally the belt is getting the meters of drilling that it needed, Jay. And we and others are hitting some exciting new discoveries.
Could you give us an idea? We do have another minute or a couple of minutes left here yet, but with respect to Agnico Eagle, something about that project, is it, and is the geology similar to something that you're looking at?
The Kittila mine, Jay, was discovered actually by the Geological Survey of Finland back in the 90s, actually in a road cut. It was discovered while a road was being built. And then a small company got involved, and I first looked at it with Newmont back in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it was Agnico that was the more aggressive acquirer. They're mining, at first they had some open pits, Jay, and now they're mining underground. They've recently expanded that with a big infusion of capital to sink a shaft deeper. And it contains, mm-hmm. in total, past production and resources around 9 million ounces. So it's truly a giant deposit. And mm-hmm. yet, it's the only very large deposit in the belt. So that is not likely to stand, Jay. As you know, these belts yield multiple discoveries. And there just mm-hmm. ends up being a statistical distribution. A few very large, a lot of medium size, and then more small deposits. And yet, mm-hmm. in Lapland, we only have one large deposit so far. And they've mm-hmm. been profitably producing for some time. In fact, Jay, the grades get richer as they go deeper there, which is kind of exciting. It is an orogenic gold deposit, much like we're exploring for. However, mm-hmm. it's refractory. Its gold is closely associated with arsenopyrite, so it requires a more expensive processing. Whereas Rupert reports favorable metallurgy on their project and that it isn't refractory. And as we just said in our news release, our preliminary mineralogical studies are showing a substantial component of free gold in our rock and no association with arsenopyrite. So while the deposit types are similar, they're sort of in members of those orogenic gold systems, mm-hmm. Jay, mm-hmm. and the one they're mining, mm-hmm. fortunately, it's very high grade, and they can still process profitably, even though it's a little more refractory than some deposits around the mm-hmm. world. And as mm-hmm. yet, no other refractory deposit has been drilled out in Lapland. So mm-hmm. The jury's still out on exactly the metallurgy on these new discoveries, but it is a bit different than what Agnico is mining.
Well, for sure, it's good to hear that early indication of metallurgy that you're talking about. That's for sure. But of course, it's very early days yet for your for you up there, and there's a lot that we need to know. But certainly you're off to a good start. So a very promising start, I would say, and a market cap of $20 million. It's for speculative investors that want to get onto some of these things, put a little bit of money into a project like this, to me, it makes a lot of sense, and certainly that's what I've done. I'm really pulling for you, really hoping that you can do well, and I know you're a very experienced geologist, having worked many years with Newmont, and everybody on this show knows Dr. Quentin Henning, who's involved and certainly has some input, at least, along with you. I think he's a good friend of yours, so I'm sure you'll be comparing notes and keeping us abreast of what's going on as we go forward. So anything else you'd like to say before we conclude today's discussion?
Well, thanks for the kind words, Jay. I just want to give a shout-out to the team in Finland. I tell you, our CEO, Carl Lofberg, based in Finland. Our exploration manager, Mikko Ninnanen, based in Lapland, built a house there. So our team is local, Jay. And the work mm-hmm. they've done is just incredible. I'm so proud of the young, dynamic team we have. And I would say, look, follow our news. You'll see we're intense, we execute, and we're focused on discovery. And I think that's one of the things you're looking for when you're investing with a real exploration company like Firefox.
Absolutely. With experienced management, always the best way to go. Thank you so much, Patrick, for being with us. And we'll look to keep up with you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, folks, we do have to go to break now. Don't go away, though, because we'll be back with John Rubino to talk about some of those issues that we discussed in the introduction to today's show, the dollar collapse, the potential of that, and what it might mean for your investments. So don't go away. We'll be right back with John Rubino.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff.
Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Labrador Gold is an exploration company focused on its flagship Kingsway project, located in central Newfoundland Gold District. Labrador Gold's first phase drilling program has successfully identified high-grade gold mineralization, including a 3.6-meter intercept, grading 20.6 grams per ton gold, and 1.85 meters, grading 50.38 gram per ton gold. The company has approximately $35 million in the treasury and is led by a world-class team of CEO Roger Moss and technical advisors Sean Ryan and Quentin Henney.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.